This is the English program. Welcome back to our program, our series looking at the family, trying to understand it and trying to learn more about the family. And what do we mean by the term the family? We shall find out in this series. We're beginning with why do we have all these different family meanings? We're looking at an introduction now of the term family meanings. And there's a little role play here between a few people, Wendy, Juliet, and Fred. Let's see what they're saying here. Wendy says, "What's important about being in a family?" And Juliet says, "I've got mixed feelings in a way because I sometimes feel they are overrated. You don't have to be suffocated in a two parents and a couple of kids situation. To me, that is not the be-all and end-all." And then Fred says, "It's the natural flow of family life, isn't it? You know that you get old enough to get married, you find someone, you get married, you have children. It's just the natural thing to do, and I feel, yeah, Y-E-A-H, that's important about a family. It's having that self-respect and having that family around you. You've got your own people then, haven't you? They're your little gang, if you like. You've all got one thing in common, that you're all together. You've basically come from the same place, haven't you? And that's a good start, isn't it? You're always going to be reasonably of like minds." And that was taken, a little extract there, from Longford et al., 2001, pages 16 to, I think, 17. Okay, so ideas of family can raise strong emotions in all of us. And the great majority of people, when asked in research interviews, describe their idea of family, like Fred, in a very positive, perhaps idealized terms. Dissenting voices like Juliet's, which question whether or not family is the most useful framework for understanding personal relationships, are not often heard in such studies. We take a look now at the core questions. The idea of family is thus very powerful, at least in the contemporary cultures of Europe and the New World. At the same time, family lives have been under constant scrutiny from all sides, from family members themselves, politicians, professionals, and media commentators. And this scrutiny does not seem to be abating. As people and governments struggle to deal with anxieties about the complexities and uncertainties of changing and diverse communities in a globalizing world, how does this debate and anxiety impact upon, but also reflect, people's everyday experiences? How does it relate to professional and policy developments? And how can the academic study of family lives progress within the context of such ongoing and widespread debates? In this series, we will be approaching these questions by taking a step back from these anxious debates to focus on family meanings as the key feature for academic study. Thus, we will not be seeking to observe family as a structure about which we can develop objective knowledge from a position of total detachment. Rather, our concern will be to explore the ways in which family as an idea forms a key construct through which people develop meanings in a whole variety of social settings. Further, we will demonstrate how meanings come to have practical consequences, contesting and complicating our everyday assumptions around family lives. In this regard, some family meanings may develop into systematic and enduring sets of meanings, while other meanings may be more changeable and idiosyncratic. Meanings may become more systematized because they are embedded in institutions and legal systems, which also give these meanings some power in society. Other meanings may be systematized in the sense that they are regularly exchanged and drawn upon between networks of people over time and thus become widely used and established. Okay, we take a break there. More from this program, taking a look at our social studies feature, the family. We'll be back on tomorrow's broadcast. Send your comments, thoughts, views, and suggestions to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.